I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Most of us would probably say double standards aren't really a good thing. And when it comes to religious freedom, double standards are actually very harmful. You'll see what we mean in just a moment. Plus, today we're celebrating a major milestone with one of our partners. That story coming up in a moment. But first, Christians are understandably concerned about issues of religious freedom. But when Muslim minorities suffer acts of violence, like the van attack last week on pedestrians outside of a London mosque, Christians aren't always the first ones to speak out. So why is that? Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA speculates.
Some Christians might feel a little uneasy about that, like, okay, is that promoting Islam? Is it saying Islam's okay? It's not. It's seeing that God has allowed us to have the freedom to choose Him and to follow Him. So the freedom to do that is vital.
When we as Christians don't advocate for the protection of Muslims and other minority religions, our witness is actually at stake.
There shouldn't be violence against anyone, no matter what they believe. We are calling for that in these nations where Christians are persecuted. If we're calling for that, we need to ensure that the same thing is happening over here, or else we won't be taken seriously in other countries, but also just because it's the right thing.
Thankfully, there are Christians supporting and protecting their Muslim neighbors. Doing so not only elevates religious freedom for everyone, it also opens gospel conversations. Get the details at missionnews.org.
Let them know that Christians are there for them, and then soon there's going to be opportunities for more talks and more relationship, and it'll be amazing to see what God does in some of those situations.
Next, the UN recently came out with a report on Ukraine regarding the rising violence related to the Ukrainian and Russian conflict. That report states between February and April, civilian injuries and deaths related to that conflict rose 48%. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains.
The Ukraine conflict really has been going on and on since it broke out nearly, you know, I think it's going into its fourth year now. And there will be these little, lulls in the conflict or fighting from time to time, and then it flares up again. They've had periodic peace talks that other nations have tried to broker, and eventually those ceasefires get violated by one side or the other. And so the conflict really never has stopped.
SGA is walking alongside churches in Ukraine by providing resources through the ministry's Ukrainian Crisis Evangelism Fund.
Our concern is certainly to help the churches reach out in the name of Jesus Christ, not only with physical help that's needed by these people affected, but also with the gospel.
Pray that the evangelical churches will stand ready to meet needs in Ukraine, both physically and spiritually. But it also means resourcing them to do the job. So would you consider helping out at SGA's Ukrainian Crisis Evangelism Fund? The details and links are at missionnews.org. And after 28 years of hard work, the Biblica team in Kurdistan is finally finished. The Kurds now have an accurate contemporary translation of the entire Bible.
There have been starts and stops. There have been wars. There have been disruptions of all kinds and all kinds of delays. But, you know, with a team that persevered, they finally saw the work brought to completion.
Believers weren't the only ones devoted to this project. Hans Kobrick of Biblica says at the dedication ceremony, more than half of the attendees were Muslim.
The fact that there were so many people from other faith orientations at the dedication of a Christian Bible testifies to the fact that over many years, very important and lasting bridges were built in this community.
Kumrig believes that the new translation will help give the Kurds a sense of identity and camaraderie as Christians and non-believers alike get access to the truth of the entire gospel.
Let us pray that God would establish His kingdom also through His word in Kurdistan, and that this translation would play an important and a pivotal part in that process.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that'll remind you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. To get yours, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.